Hello, everybody. I'm wondering, I hope that box fan in the background is not insanely annoying. I'm leaving it on because it is August in the South, and I don't enter a room unless there is a fan going and air conditioning. My power bill right now, oh God, I just cringe every month, but between air conditioning and fans everywhere and being naked most of the time I'm home, that's just about how you survive summer in the South. So yeah, here's hoping it's not annoying. Let's hope it's soothing, actually. It's ASMR. So yeah, hi everybody. I just wanted to check in and say hey and thank you guys too for the warm reception for Bachelor BFF. It's been a while since I posted like the full meal deal on Reddit, on Gone Wild Audio specifically. It was funny. I mean, like, I was rusty. I felt weird trying to remember like my order for tags, and I forgot to put the timestamp in there. I always do that. Formatting a post, the whole thing was just, I could tell that I was out of practice. And it's funny how a hiatus will make me feel weird about posting again, like, for sure. And, the wonderful, like, kind, warm reactions and all the great feedback that it got, definitely took the weirdness away and made me feel good and reminded me why I like doing that again. I think I needed that reminder. But it reminded me why I like posting on GWA. And so thank you guys. Like, I think honestly half my replies to the comments were like, this made me smile, because guess what? Your comments made me smile. So thank you. I'm all warm and fuzzy about it, and I really appreciate it. And it's good motivation to come back for more. Give me my dopamine fix. So I do have a couple ideas for some other naughty stuff to record, but I'm not getting into specifics because I don't want to dangle things over people's heads. But I also, like, there are times where I want to throw down and get dirty, for sure, and there are other times where, like, I like the thought of doing some safe for work audios. It's good practice for me for recording and editing and just like vocal work anyway. And it's also, yeah, I don't know, I like the thought of connecting on a comfort level too, for sure. And so I've been thinking about, I get migraines, they suck. So I was thinking about doing some migraine comfort audio. I also had some health stuff last year that had me kind of sidelined for like a month or two, and it drove me up the wall like crazy, not feeling productive, just like squirrely. So I was thinking about some illness comfort audios too. But also, I've been turning this over, and I really like the thought of doing, of reading some stories, short stories or bedtime stories, but yeah, just reading to you guys. And whether you like that would depend on how much you like my voice, but this audio was posted on my subreddit and you're listening to it. So I'm assuming you like the way that I sound. And so yeah, I was thinking about to start with maybe a PG Woodhouse short story, something like that. I think he might be my favorite author. Yeah, he's up there. He's sort of, and some people are probably already familiar with him, but for those who aren't, Pelham Grenville Woodhouse, P.G. Woodhouse. He's almost like a 20th century Jane Austen, because his stuff is very, like, tongue-in-cheek, like, witty British humor, really, like, perfect satirical take on English society. And this is set usually in the 20s or the 30s. It's kind of like Bright Young Things, the period between the two wars. It's almost like if Downton was funny. But it's about, you know, aristocratic toffs and how silly they are and twitty they are, and And then it's, you know, smart, sly servants. And I don't know, he's just such a great study in character. Like, he can just, oh, God. Everyone he writes is so unique and special and funny and lovable. And actually, like, if anybody remembers AskJeeves.com, like the the proto search engine, like in the caveman days of the internet, that was based on P.G. Wodehouse's character Jeeves. He wrote a series of Jeeves and Wooster stories. Jeeves is the valet to Bertie Wooster, who was the aristocratic twit. And they're just, I don't know, they're just so great. Like, Jeeves is a magic genie. He fixes everything, and he does everything perfectly, and he takes care of Bertie perfectly, and I think everybody needs a Jeeves in their life. And actually, if you go on YouTube and you Google Jeeves and Wooster show or Jeeves and Wooster episodes or whatever, there was a series in the 90s that ITV, I think, did. And it's Stephen Fry and Hugh Laurie, which is great on its own. But they're playing Jeeves and Wooster, and they're perfectly cast for it. Like, I can't imagine a better Jeeves and Wooster. And there's, like, I don't know, maybe 4 seasons of it. And they're available online to watch. And that's, like, that's the ultimate comfort for me when I don't feel good. I will cue up Jeeves and Wooster and just, you know, if I have a headache or something, I'll just listen to it because it just makes me feel better. Apparently, P.G. Wodehouse is, like, one of the most read authors in prison and during times of war. And, I mean, anything that's stressful, people just flock to P.G. Wodehouse because he's so... His world is just so wonderful to inhabit. It's just such a great little escape, and it's comforting and witty and warm. So have I talked him up enough? And can you tell that I love him? So yeah, I was thinking about, like, starting out with reading maybe a P.G. Wodehouse short story, and maybe if you guys like him, maybe going on to read some of the Jeeves and Wooster series, because it's just so fun. But yeah. You'll have to let me know what you think. I'll record a short story this weekend, and y'all can let me know if you want to hear more of him. And let me know if anybody actually watches that old Jeeves and Wooster show, because I feel like I'm the only person on earth who does it. And I'd love to have a buddy who actually also completely loves that show. But yeah, that's what's up with me right now. Just thinking about the SFW stuff. Although, damn it, my libido lately. is very NSFW. Been one to throw down majorly. Oh my God, I can't. No, I need to stop. I'm getting distracted. So yeah, let me know what you think about SFW ideas. And yeah, I just wanted to say thanks again. Like, it was really appreciated, and you guys made me feel great. So, kisses to everybody. Thanks again. And I hope that wherever you are, you're having a wonderful morning, afternoon, or evening. And I will be around. Talk soon. Mwah. Bye, guys.